Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Success Partnership Director David Greenberg and Engage New Mexico Community Engagement Coordinator Lucia Veronica Carmona to talk to us about the Parent Engagement Conference. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Such a pleasure to be here, Emily.
Thank you, Emily, for having
us. You're welcome. Well, let's first start with David. Mr. Greenberg, you're the director of Success Partnership. What is Success Partnership?
Well, Emily, the Success Partnership is a community partnership made up of different organizations and people who, like a lot of our listeners out there, live in our community and who have decided to get involved in supporting the educational success of children right here in Doñana County. So when a lot of people think of education, they immediately think of a school. And oftentimes people think of that idyllic image of a little red schoolhouse sitting on a hill. And the Success Partnership thinks of education in a different way. We believe that education is something with the child at the center. And all of the different community resources that we can bring to bear surrounding that child and supporting every single child in our community from prenatal all the way to career. Basically, we believe that no one teacher or school can do it alone. When 40% of our children are living in poverty, no parent can do it alone. No principal can do it alone. It takes an entire community. And that's why we believe that education is a shared responsibility.
And so when did the Success Partnership start, and how are you connected to Engage New Mexico?
Success Partnership was officially launched in March of 2014. We had a community convening with over 100 folks from the community, including parents and teachers and students, and also different elected leaders like Senator Bill Soles and other people in the community connected to education, like the former dean of the College of Education, Dr. Michael Moorhead, and the vice president of the National Education Association in New Mexico, Mary Parr Sanchez, all of whom are still incredibly involved in the partnership. So we launched in March 2014 with this idea that it takes a whole community to really support children in education. And really, at this point, the Success Partnership is being directed by the community. So even though you mentioned that my title was director, I don't really direct. I and the rest of Engage New Mexico serve as sort of a backbone role. We help to coordinate the partnership and realize the vision of the community. And, you know, Emily, a lot of amazing things are already happening in the community when it comes to children's well-being and childhood success and education. And so the Success Partnership isn't here to come up with new programs or reinvent the wheel, but rather to support what's already working here in the community. And for a long time, unfortunately, the way that funders and government agencies have invested in communities to support education has been through this spray and pray approach, where they just sort of spray money around to different groups and organizations, and they pray that something works. And if they see something that's working, they keep funding that. And what this has done is it's created a patchwork of different organizations that are serving pockets of kids throughout our county. And a lot of them are doing incredible work, but they're not necessarily working together. They're not necessarily working efficiently and collectively to support all children. And a lot of the reason for that is they're just under-resourced, and so they don't have enough time and money to really coordinate and collaborate. So that is why Engage New Mexico, as well as our friends at the United Way of Southwest New Mexico and New Mexico State University, have invested in this backbone role to allow the community to come together and select goals that we all can agree on, not just for pockets of kids throughout the county, but for all 55,000 kids that live in Doñana County today. And we actually hosted a summit. You asked when the partnership really took off. So we launched in March of 2014, but then this past spring, in April of 2015, we hosted an educational summit for the Success Partnership, where we brought all the groups and organizations that are working for educational success of our children in Doñana County together, including representatives from all three chambers of commerce, the health sector, the judicial sector, the school districts, the NMSU and DACC leadership, countless nonprofits, as well as parents and students and teachers, to come together and see what are the goals that we all agree on? How can we work together towards a shared community agenda?
So, David, well, how is it that you're involved in education and supporting this conference?
Well, I was teaching high school history at Gadsden High School down in Anthony, which was just one of the most amazing experiences of my life. But I learned about all of the challenges that my students were facing, and it really taught me that it takes a community, that no one teacher can do it alone. And so that's really what has brought the Success Partnership together to support students throughout our county. And at the Success Summit in 2015, we outlined 10 community goals, one of which we're going to talk about specifically today, which is parent engagement. And that is the topic for the upcoming conference that you mentioned. When I was teaching at Gadsden, I learned that a parent makes a tremendous difference in a child's life.
And the conference that we're talking about then is the Superhero Training for Parents Conference, November the 14th at the Las Cruces Convention Center from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And to talk to us now about that is Lucia Veronica Carmona. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. Yes, this Parent Engagement Conference is the culmination of a process that the Success Partnership did over the couple of years, but we started with this idea, how can we engage more families in the successful path of our children? And of course, we found out through, we organized some dialogue and conversations in different communities throughout the county and bring the opportunity to talk about the barriers that parents, families have to be engaged, like the language. Of course, all of us know of our community, really isolated communities here and there, a lack of transportation, and of course, the quality of life is really hard. So this is really, like I said, the culmination of this process. And we expect some to not only raise the awareness of this important with our families, but also how we're going to be engaged and raise our voice and be present. Each story of our families are not only a single number in the call statistics on education, why our kids are failing or are behind in many ways. We have only those numbers, right?
So the ticket includes free books.
Well, it's part of the package that we expect to deliver, to distribute during the conference. Titles like that are relevant for our families, like bullying, the importance to read with your child 20 minutes a day. So those books are more directed to parents, not exactly for kids.
Well, the theme that you have in Spanish, no es por ti, it's not for you. No es por mí, it's not for me. Es por nuestros niños, it's for our children. There's 6 workshops and lunch being provided as well. From the workshops, I see you have dealing with toxic stress, strong families and civic engagement, dealing with behavior issues and brain development, navigating individualized education programs, that's IEPs, preparing for college since elementary school, and Avance workshops on toy making, which is in 2 sessions. And something very special, your keynote speaker, Dr. Gina Nunez, UTEP Professor of Anthropology. Tell us a little bit about what you're expecting to have the audience learn from this.
Yes. Well, we call actually the partners that put together this conference discuss about this name, about how can we consider our parent as a hero, right? And what do we need to learn, or what kind of approach do we want to have as parents? All of us actually are parents and have a lot of challenges to help our kids in a daily basis, but without knowing that we are heroes already, trying to accomplish a lot of things at the same time, but then lack of resources. But sometimes, because there's resources already, but we don't know where are they, what are there. And we expect to have samples, at least some kind of the main topics that we found during these conversations over the county, talking with parents, what kind of gaps are there, what the parents would like to learn more about. And they come out, how can I deal with my teenager, for instance? So we're dealing in the middle of this stressful life. What kind of support can we have and where? So we want to bring this kind of broad resources from different agencies and hands-on activities like Avance, building a toy, and take to their houses some a package of information that can be helpful for them.
And this is going to be a bilingual parents' conference, the Superhero Training for Parents Conference.
Yes, and definitely we would like to make a call to our community members to engage on this success partnership. In this conference specifically, there's a website, www.successdac.org, to get more information about it and to get tickets. They can call our office, 575-521-1957.
So what can people expect to take away from this Superhero Training for Parents Conference?
We expect to celebrate family, celebrate our culture also, because that is an important piece. That's why we are saying this is a bilingual conference, and learn that we want to open doors and be more accessible for the parent engagement and their lives and the student life.
Well, parents will be joining an entire community, a movement, you might say, of folks throughout our county who are coming together to support parents and students in our community so that they can succeed in school and life. And at the conference, there will be tons of incredible resources and community supports there for parents to engage with.
And David, how can someone get involved in the Success Partnership?
Well, Emily, we welcome every single person in our community to go to the website that Lucia mentioned, successdac.org. Again, that's successdac.org, or give us a call at 575-521-1957.
Well, both of you are being bridges to the community. Thank you very much for joining me on Puentes. David Greenberg, Success Partnership Director, and Lucia Veronica Carmona, Engage New Mexico Community Engagement Coordinator. Anything else you'd like to add, David?
We just appreciate this opportunity so much, and we really just wanted to say thank you to you, Emily, and to KRWG for being such a strong supporter of the Success Partnership and our children here in Doniana County.
And thank you again.
Thank you, Emily.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.